morning started on our way. What a mighty God we serve. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our soon coming king. He's our all in all. In the name of Jesus, we just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for this another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I read in God's word that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they're safe, and the world can't do you no harm. Thank you, Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your great and precious promises. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. Amen. We cannot praise the Lord enough. He is worthy of all of the praise. All we have to do is think about where he's brought us from. What could have been, God said, not so. What should have been, God had mercy upon us. And here we are today, sitting in heavenly places, giving honor and glory to God, for he is so, he's just an awesome God. And I tell you, I'm just kind of, I'm overwhelmed right now. I tell you, just thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, I tell you, it makes our soul want to cry out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving us. Thank you for delivering us, Lord God. Thank you for filling us with your precious Holy Spirit, God. We thank you. Thank the Lord. You know, I'm overwhelmed in so many ways today. You know, I woke up this morning and, you know, some of us got some, a lot of these new gadgets in our home. And so we got Alexa in the house. And I say, hey, Alexa, play How Great Is Our God by C.C. Winans. You know. And she even took it a little bit further. Well, it's How Great Is Our God by, and met me, I said, I didn't ask you all that. But the song came on, it was sounding so good, and I said in my heart, I said, I would love to hear that song at church today. But you know what? I don't interfere with the praise and worship team. I let them go as the Lord lead them.
Amen. Sure.
But when they got to singing that song, I'm like, okay, I'm wiped out. I'm toast. I'm no good. You know, because that song really ministers to my heart.
Yes.
How great, and all will see how great is our God. Have you seen how great your God is?
Yes.
Has he moved mightily on your behalf?
Yes.
You know, and I just thank the Lord. You know, we need to be led by the Spirit of God. And when we obey God, there's no telling what he's liable to do.
Amen.
Brother Gary just blessed my heart when he came up here to read the scripture, but he was yet overwhelmed because the Lord had Gary and I go out and minister to the Mongol motorcycle gangsters. We saw them when they first came in, tailpipes ablazing, wrapping it up, and blah, 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 you know. And I just said, I went out there and said, hey, guys, you ever thought about taking these bikes into the prison? They said, oh, they won't let us in. You know? But I just began to talk to the guy, just letting one of them, let him, you know what, man? You know, I believe in the golden rule, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. And just kind of, you know, the Bible said, if you want to have a friend, you got to first show yourself friend. So I just approached, you know, I'm not standoff, I'm not scared, you know, just, hey, how y'all doing? But when we came in here, and as the power hour lesson was going to Sandy said, when Chucky and Warren and Mireille was teaching and preaching this morning, the Holy Spirit put in my heart, pray for those men before they leave.
Amen.
And you know how sometimes my natural flesh say, huh? God, you sure that's you, you know. But we know when God is speaking to our hearts. And when I heard, I left my post of duty. Excuse me, I had the tablet with the power hour lesson up on the board, and the man is teaching the word, and I heard the motorcycle. I said, they're getting ready to leave. The Holy Spirit said, they're getting ready to leave. I dropped the tablet, and I went outside, and my right-hand man, Gary, right behind me, and I went out there and began to talk to that same man. And my flesh, first thing, I said, well, okay, well, they all dispersed, and I'll go back in the you know, and the Holy Spirit didn't. About face, went back up. I said, you know, I just want to pray for you all. I want to pray for you all before you go. Do you know those gangsters begin to gather around? I didn't say, hey, you over there. But when we began to talk to them and begin to pray, they all begin to come in a circle. The ladies that would have came and stood behind Gary. And I began to pray for their safety on the road, and I begin to pray that if any of them don't know Jesus, that God, you would reveal yourself to them.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, that's what God has called us to do.
Yes.
Is to share a word of hope. Share a word of faith.
Yes.
With a world who don't know Jesus.
Yes.
That's what he's called us to do. And I tell you, that just truly, truly blessed me just to be able to minister to the people. That's what God has called us to do. So my subject for today is the God of all hope.
Yes.
Isn't it all right if we talk about the God of all hope today?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Is this nation in need of hope and,
yes.
And you know, faith in your man, praise God. So there's a God whom we serve. He is the God of all hope. And I'm talking about real hope. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:13, it say, now abide faith, hope, and charity, or love, and the greatest of these is love. So that tells me there's a difference between faith and hope and love. But yet and still how they're all joined and congealed together to make one. Thank God for that trinity that we see even in that faith, hope, and love. So I looked up a biblical definition of hope in order to preface where the Lord is going to take us in this word on today. It says biblical hope is built on faith. You see, the biblical hope, our hope we have in Christ, that blessed hope that we have, it's based upon the faith that we have in God. He said hope is the earnest anticipation that comes with believing something good. I don't know about y'all, but I believe I can speak very, we have believed in someone that's good. Hope is a confident expectation that naturally stems from faith. The hope we have, it stems from our faith in God. Hope is a peaceful assurance. I like that. A peaceful assurance that something that hasn't happened yet. Is anybody in the holding pattern right now?
Yes.
Is anybody in a place where you're waiting on God?
Yep.
But yet in your heart, believing and knowing that God is true to his word and he's going to bring it to pass. Hope is a peaceful assurance that something that hasn't happened yet will indeed happen.
All right.
Amen. That's hope. That's Christian hope, you know. We talked to Brother Chuck, he talks about faith, and he sees faith synonymous with trust. You know, it's hard to hope in something or someone who you don't trust, who you don't have faith in. But we have faith in the one who spoke and the universe came into existence. We trust him.
Yes.
When all the chips are down, we can call upon the name of the Lord. And he hears us and he answers our prayer. In Jeremiah chapter 29, you know, God works on us in so many ways. It no matter who you are, no matter what your title is, God has a way of speaking to us. He speaks to our hearts. He speaks to our mind. He gives us direction. And so all week in the craziness that we've been dealing with and all the things that's been happening in the Perry household, I was saying, you know, I was in one of those places. I said, God, what to share with your people? What do I share with your people on today? You know, and so I don't know about you all, but some of y'all probably been there too. God, what is it that you want me to say? And have you ever drawn a blank? You know, anybody, am I just the only one? You know. And so I'm just kind of wrestling and studying here, and Holy Spirit said, that ain't it. That ain't it. And then it came to me like, what's the scripture on the door? What's Jeremiah 29:11 all about? And that's when the Lord gave me this thought. He's the God of all hope.
Yes.
You see, sin takes men and women into dark places. Sin creates havoc in our lives. Sin will put us at odds with God. Sin will have us in a bad situation. And sometimes God's people are caught up in sin. And, you know, and we're going to go back to ancient Judah. But even today, sometimes some folks who are called by the name of Christ can be yet laden with sin. And they're in this valley and they're in this tough place where they're trying to figure out, do I do or do I don't? And the Holy Spirit, I've learned from experience that the Holy Spirit, thank you, sweetheart, that the Holy Spirit will not give a believer rest when he's not, he or she is not in the right place. Can I borrow amen?
Amen.
You cannot be comfortable in Zion if something is not right in your life. But God has always had a love for his people. And like they used to tell us back in Oklahoma, God will, the parents would say, we will take you to the woodshed. So let me bring y'all up to speed. The woodshed means a spanking. You know, tanning your hide. It wasn't no time out in those days. Time out didn't even exist. Time out means you get out of the house, go in the yard, and play. If you come in the house, you're going to either go to sleep or do some work. So the kids, we stayed outside, you know. But it came a time, there would come a time where there was a time of punishment, you know. And I never could figure it all out, you know. Mother telling me it's going to hurt more than me. I said, that don't, something don't sound right about that. And it was letting me know that this is for your good. And I couldn't comprehend that either. Beat me. Talking to me, got me crying and going to do this. And in hindsight, it did me so much good.
All right.
And it showed me that she really did love me.
Amen.
God loves his creation.
Yes, he does.
God loves those who are called by his name.
Amen.
God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. So back in ancient Judah, I come to find out that Jeremiah, Elder Jones, he had preached to the people for 13 years, even before Jerusalem fell, letting them know, unless you repent, unless you turn from your ways, God is going to allow the Babylonians to come and take over Jerusalem and burn the city up and take captives over to Babylon. And false prophets were saying, this is not going to happen. No, God said, no. God said, not us. We're his chosen. It can't happen to us. You know, sometimes we're not careful. We'll feel like we are immune to God's wrath or to God's judgment. I tell you what, I don't take God for granted.
Right.
I think that I never knew what it meant. But this old lady, she used to say, you better mind your Janae. I'm like, what is that? But I think she's meant you better watch how you walk. You better be careful what you do and what you say, because God is looking and God is booking, you know, and he's the God of all hope. See, we need to hope in the Lord and not take God for granted. And so destruction was headed toward God's people. And it sounds like an oxymoron. How can we be people of God and we're facing destruction? It just don't add up. That's why in 2018, we need to continue to pray for our nation.
Yes. That's right.
When we see the sins, when we see the corruption, when we see the hatred, the variance, we see all the things that's happening from the White House to the Poor House, we need to be crying out to God, God have mercy.
That's right.
When we understand that a house divided can't stand, we say, God have mercy. When we see that we're vulnerable to the enemy, we say, God, have mercy and protect this place. Because you have not only thousands, but millions of saints in the U.S. of A. that's calling on the name of Jesus. God, have mercy.
Yes.
See, it's time for the church to be mobilized and pool our resources together and vote for Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. So in this day, the enemy had already began to set up raids and make life hard for the people behind the walls of the city of Jerusalem. And the prophet, the man of God, was telling them that this is going to happen. It comes a time, we'll see this when we get into the scripture, where it comes a time when God, sometimes God give us to do something and it don't set well with us.
Right.
It don't make sense. But like it came out of the lesson on this morning, whatever God say, we need to do it.
Amen.
It took faith for Abraham to take Isaac up there on the altar to be ready to slay him, to offer him. He was so locked in to where when God said, Abraham, 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 to call him twice, because he was locked in to do what God said.
All right.
He says, stay your hand. Over there you'll see a ram. God will always have, God has a ram in the bush. Because he's the God of all hope. Regardless of what we're going through in our lives, he's the God of all hope.
Yes.
I don't care if it's in the surgery room, he's the God of all hope.
Yes.
I don't care if it's chaos all around us, he is the God of all hope.
Yes.
So in this situation, God is telling them, we're going to see here, listen, you may as well surrender now because you're going into captivity. And that did not sit well with folks. And you had Paul's prophet say, oh no, that God said this. People need to be very careful what they say God said.
All right.
I don't know about you, but I'm real careful. I don't put a thus said Lord behind everything Kermit come up with. I may have some good advice for you, but it's just my advice. Every now and then, it might be, you know, the word of God says, and we put it in perspective. But there was a lot of false prophets in this day. Excuse me, but God had passed judgment. Let me read this passage. Thus said the Lord of hosts. I love how God identifies himself. The Lord of multitudes. The God of Israel. He leaves no stones unturned as for who is speaking to the people. God is telling Jeremiah to write a letter to the captives who've already been taken down in the Babylon, which is modern day Iraq. I don't even want to go over there today, let alone back then. It's a lot going on over there. So God is telling Jeremiah, write this letter and tell them. He said, to all who were carried away captive, can you imagine us being carried away captive to some foreign land? Under some tyrant, under some atheist, under someone who could care less about who God is? Well, some of God's people had already been taken captive. He said, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, God caused them to be carried from the holy mountain to Babylon because of their sin. Sin is a bad fellow. And whatever we have to do, we need to keep sin out of our life. And when we find ourselves sinning, we need to apply 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because if not, God will take us to the woodshed. And might be saying, beat me till I won't no more. He tells, now mind you, the people are in captivity. Away from everything that they've been familiar with. But we're dealing with the God of all hope. He says, he telling the people that are captive in a foreign land, build houses and dwell in them. What? Why don't we just sit here and poke our lips out and kick the dirt and moan and groan? You know? He says, build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters. Be fruitful and multiply. In their time of chastisement, God is telling them what he wants them to do. God has a way of lifting up our heads when they're hung down. Have God ever spoken to your heart when the chips were down and gave you something to hold on to or sent a blessing your way? My daughter called me the other day. She was just saying, you got time? We just come out of the funeral. You got time? And she began to share a blessing that God had poured upon her. God has a way of doing things.
Yes.
And he said, build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit. Plant some apple trees and peach trees or whatever, some cherries, some grapes. Plant them and eat them. In short, sometimes in the midst of our hard situation, God will give us peace.
Amen.
He'll give us peace in the midst of our life storms. He'll give us peace because he is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
He said, take wives and beget sons and daughters. And take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands so that they may bear sons and daughters. Watch this. God has got a plan. remember this, regardless of what we're going through right now, God has a plan.
Yeah,
amen. And he says that you may be increased there, where? In the land where you are captive. That you will be increased there and not diminished. You're not going to wither away to nothing. You're going to multiply. He says in verse 7, and watch this, this really blessed me, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive. You're in a city that you've never been before, under heathen rulership, and God is saying, seek peace for that place. He says, and he said, pray to the Lord for it, for that peace, and for that place. Watch this, for in its peace, you will have peace.
Amen.
Say to God, wherever you are, you pray. Whatever you're going through, you pray for the situation. You pray for the people. You pray for that whole what's surrounding you, that you might have peace.
Amen.
Even in the midst of life's storms.
Amen.
Verse 8 says, for thus said the Lord. Here it is again. He got to say, just in case you didn't get it the first time, let me remind you who's talking here. This ain't E.F. Hutton. Yeah, some of y'all too young to remember him. But it was a commercial. When he has Hudson speak, people listen. But this was God Almighty. This was El Shaddai talking. For thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, he's identified himself again. Thank you, Lord. He said, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you. There's so many false prophets around here today.
Yep.
I was at a church down in Oklahoma. And they was talking about, oh, we're just flowing in the prophetic. Okay. And, you know, and here and there, everybody's a prophet these days. But as I was reading the book of Jeremiah, oh, there's trouble for folks who's prophesying stuff that God haven't said. So much so, there was one fellow, Brother Joe, where Jeremiah told him, you know, since you have prophesied falsely in the name of the Lord, you will die before the year is out. And the Bible says in 2 months, the man was dead. You know, I think that's a warning for folks today. God has given us enough in his word that we can share with folks. I don't need to try to figure out and tell you who your grandmother is. You already know that. But we need to share the word of God, the word of life, that will cause somebody to grow and to prosper. He says, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you have caused to be dreamed. Sometimes folks get a dream and they get a revelation and they tell people all kind of stuff. Believe this, the Holy Spirit will let us know when he's talking to us, when he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. He said, for they prophesied falsely, verse 9, to you in my name. He said, I have not sent them, said the Lord. I think it's important for us to know the voice of God.
Yeah.
Some say, when I heard his, when he spoke, I heard his voice. When he spoke, I made my choice. That man from Galilee. I want to know the voice of the Lord. It's all kind of voice, all kind of noise around us, but I want to be able to identify the voice of the Lord. When I was lost and undone without God or his son and in my sins and on my way to do the wrong thing, this voice said to me, go home. Called me by my family name. And I didn't know it was the Lord then. But after a while, by and by, he assured us. He let me know that was him that was talking to me. And if I hadn't listened to that voice, Lord only knows where I would be today. The God of all hope. I imagine somebody in here have been in a place of hopelessness before. But here you are today. For thus saith the Lord, verse 10, after 70 years, that was the judgment God had paid. For 70 years, you're going to be in captivity. For 70 years, you're going to be down in Babylon. And guess what? Some of the people who was up at age, maybe my age, they was in 70 years. Okay, I probably won't be back home. But somebody, there's a rhythm, somebody's going to hear what thus saith the Lord. Somebody's going to have some hope to grab hold to. He said, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed in Babylon. He didn't say 65 or 69 and a half. He said, after 70 years. Say, sometimes we have to go through some things to come out of some things. You know, life is not just ice cream and cookies and summer and spring. Sometimes there's winter. Sometimes there's drought. Sometimes there's attacks from the enemy. But greater is God who is in us than he that's in the world. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will visit you. Listen to this. Thank God for his word. I will visit you. Come on in, Jesus. Open the door and let the Lord into the house. A lot of times so much confusion in the house because the Lord ain't in the house.
That's right.
He said, but I will come and visit you, and listen to this, and perform my good word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'll perform my good word. If anyone have some promises of God that you personally stand on, where you found a nugget in the Bible and you say, I'm standing on that.
That's right.
I can't speak for the public, but that is for me. You know, that's why somebody said, for Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let me wrap this up. He said, thank you, God. He said, I will perform my good word toward you. Because remember, he's the God of all hope.
Yes.
You know, when a sentence has been passed down on you, and you're in the midst of it, but yet you're standing on God's promises. And here, God has given them some hope. He says, my good word toward you and cause you return to this place. For I know, here it is here. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thoughts of peace. How many folks looking for peace today?
Yeah.
Anybody here who need peace in your life?
Yes, Lord.
Peace in your situation. Yes. Peace in what you're going. Peace on your job. He says, I have thoughts of peace and not of evil. Sometimes folks are shaking their fists at God when they ought to be shaking their fists at the devil and embracing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Asking him to come into my life and make me whole, God. He says, and watch this, and to give you a future and what?
And a hope.
Yeah. He's the God of all hope.
Amen.
To give you a future. See, I don't care what your current circumstances look like. God has a future and a hope for you.
Hallelujah.
We need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He said, watch this. Pray for me. And this is what really blesses me. I'm reading these last few verses. We'll get out of here. But it's something about taking God at his word and standing on God's word. In the midst of it all, God, I'm trusting you. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust you.
Right.
He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
It's something about internalizing the word of God.
Yes.
He said, so God is making a promise. I have a future and a hope for you and peace for you. He said, now mind you, he's talking to a people that has been rebellious. He's talking to a people that has been idolatrous. But he's talking to a people that belong to him.
That's right.
See, God has a purpose and a plan for our lives.
Yes.
And so here he says, then, now I might add, and only then will you call upon me. We need to call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Sometime in trouble, we get to call on everybody but God.
Yes.
Putting on Facebook, Instagram, getting a cell phone, you know, we need to call on God.
Yes.
He can help us.
Yes.
When somebody else might just say, oh, poor little fella. Well, thanks for calling me. No, we need to call on the Lord.
Yes.
He'll hear our cry and he'll answer by and by.
Yes, he will.
Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. What is that saying? Brother Joe, I think you said right now, I ain't listening. I'm not listening because the sin is rampant in the camp. And you all have lost sight of my holiness. and my righteousness and my promise that I've given to you to take them to a land flowing with milk and honey, and that I am the Lord thy God, who is a jealous God.
That's right.
They had forgot about who their Lord was. And he said, you will seek me and you will find me, listen to this real close, when you search for me with all your heart.
That's right.
You can't say, well, let me go find God. Well, he ain't there. So when you say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and what? His righteousness, and all these things will be added. This is so important here. When you search for me with all your heart, everything within me, God, I'm looking for you.
That's right.
Everything within me, God, I need a blessing from on high.
Yes.
I need you to touch me, God.
Great.
It's not my father, not my mother, not my sister or brother, it's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer.
That's right.
I need a touch from you, God. Call the joy bells to ring in my soul again. Thank you, God. When those tears begin to flow for the first time when you came to know Jesus.
Yes.
And maybe 10 years ago, and no tears have fallen. Oh, God, do it again.
That's right.
Quicken my heart, quicken my mind. Set me free, God. Take me back to where I first believed.
Yes.
Take me to the cross where I first saw the light.
Yes.
And the burdens of my heart was rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Take me back, God.
Hallelujah.
Restore the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit within
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. He said, verse 40, I will be found by you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. My cousin back there, his wife was talking about how she'd see her husband sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning on his knees crying out to the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, we need you, Lord.
Yes.
Take us back, Lord God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'll be found by you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity.
Yes.
I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I've driven you,
yes,
saith the Lord.
Yes.
And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
My God.
The God of all hope.
Amen.
Somebody say, God, this is hard.
Yes.
And we don't want to go down there. But God, you said go.
That's right.
You said don't put up a fight.
Right.
Surrender to Nebuchadnezzar, and you're going to bring us out.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, God, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But God, you said we can do it.
Yeah.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
The battle is not ours, it's the Lord's.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 15:13 said, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy. Somebody's in need of joy today.
Amen.
Fill you with all peace.
Hallelujah.
In believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. Is there anything too hard for God?
Hallelujah.
No. There's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his righteous abundant mercy,
yes,
has begotten us again to a living hope,
yes,
through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Do you have a living hope on today?
Yes.
We serve the God of all hope. And we as saints of God, we have the blessed hope.
Yes.
What is the blessed hope? What is it that we're looking for? One of these days, and it won't be long.
That's right.
You're going to look for me and I'll be gone. But I'm going to a place where I'll have nothing to do but just walk around heaven all day. I know that after this old turmoil is over, I'm going to spend eternity with Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's the God of all hope. I don't care what the devil say, he's the God of all hope. And guess what? To everybody in here, God is not through with you yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. The scriptures say, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, and neither have entered into the hearts of man the good things that God has in store for those who love him. Do you love him today?
Yeah.
Are you depending on him today?
Yeah.
Are you locked in with Jesus? Do you have a death grip on the Lord God? For God I live, for God I'll die. Swim, sink, and drown, I'm on the Lord's side. Help us, Lord. Watch the spirit of all this God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Our sister Carolina, she needs to know, and I know she knows in her heart today, that she served the God of all hope.
Amen.
That God is working on her behalf, her and her husband's behalf, even right now. And he's blessing them.
Yes.
Sister Janet and so many on our prayer list, he's the God of all hope.
Amen.
The prison that we're headed to at the end of the month, Chino Prison, we want to take a message of hope in the place.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Regardless of the crime you've committed.
That's right.
Jesus died that you might live.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord God. At the park yesterday in the rain, Jesus loved you. Here's a word of hope. It's a sad thing. Let me close out here. But it's a sad thing. Some of those people at the park yesterday were homeless folks who some of them were kingpins out there a year or two ago. They were young and strong and robust and kind of, you know, the big dog on the block. Yet they're all homeless. But yesterday, oh God, some of them has withered down to nothing. All of whatever they had before is gone. A guy who was so angry and so abrupt, who some of the saints was afraid of over a year ago, that life at the park has humbled him. And he was saying, I'll take some coffee. Before he was demanding coffee. But I want to let him know there's a God of all hope.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, God. He will bless you. He will raise you up out of this. He will restore you. And he'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the God we serve. Let's stand. Let's have a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today. We thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for the songs of praise. We thank you for every family that's represented in this house today. God, we thank you for your blood that covers our sins right now. God, we say thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for knowing who you are in the name of Jesus. Thank you for knowing that you're Jehovah Rapha. You're the Lord God who heals us of all manner of sickness and disease. Lord, so as Sister Dolores prepare for surgery, Lord God, we ask that you prepare the doctors and anesthesiologists and everybody else now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you give them to know that this is a child of the Most High God.
Yes.
God, we pray your blessings over her now.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus,
yes,
God. They may do the surgery, but God, you'll do the healing.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Touch her right now, God. Touch her where she's staying.
Yes.
You have work for her to do.
Yes.
You have ministry for her to do,
yes,
God. You place it in her heart, God, a word for your people. And God, we say thank you.
Yes.
Send your word of healing today. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Brother David, oh God. Bless him in a very special way. We pray for Ralph and Caroline and Janet and all that's on our prayer list on today. God, I pray for every soul that's in this house today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of that God, some of us are suffering, and it's not because of sin, but it's because of a fallen world that we're living in. God, somebody needs some peace today. Somebody needs some rest today. Somebody needs to feel a touch from you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Meet the need, God. Meet the need, God. According to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Bless, God, those that's looking for jobs. Bless those that's looking for a special blessing from you, Lord. Those that need healing in their bodies, Lord. We all need healing. We all need deliverance, Lord. Those marriages that are on the rocks. Those children that are confused. Situations here, there, and everywhere. God, stretch out your hand. You said if we seek you with our whole heart, we'll find you, Lord. You'll touch us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray for PJ on today, Lord. God, we don't forget those that we prayed for in time past. We don't know where they are, but you know, God. And we ask you to stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship on today. We just ask you, God, to be glorified in everything we say and do.
Yes.
Bless us as we leave this place, oh God, but not your presence. Bless the food that's been prepared for us, Lord. Bless all the tithe and offering box on the wall. Every resource from you that go in there for the upbuilding of your kingdom.
Yes,
God, we thank you.
Amen.
God, we humbly bow the knee before you today. Increase our faith, Lord. Increase our territory. Call, help us Cause our lights to shine before men. Then they'll inquire to look into the perfect law of liberty. God, I pray for every marriage here today. Pray for every single that desires to be married. God, we pray for their spouse even before they know who they are. That you would bless them. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name. All the saints of God say amen.
Amen.
Give somebody a big hug next to you. I know we already had meet and greet, but just give somebody a holy hug. Thank you, Lord. I'm